The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
If you're feeling anxious today, because deep down you know you haven't taken the time to really prepare yourself or your family for the future, well, stay with us. Take heart. We have some good news for you and some free offers we believe are going to help you feel better. This is Faith in Retirement. My name is Tom Levine, and I'm really excited to have you with us. And with me is my good friend, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you?
Doing fantastic, Tom. Wonderful day here in Tennessee. How are you doing today?
Doing great, and welcome back. I know you had a few days. Well, you were still working, but you had a few days away, and that's great. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, feeling recharged and ready to help our listeners out.
All right, very good. Well, we know some of our listeners have a money in motion. Maybe they've sold a business or a home and they've got cash to invest, or they're changing jobs. Maybe they've lost a job. We're going to dive into some of these things as we move forward. It's been a busy few weeks with all the mixed economic signals. And I've been getting news out of a fire hose because there's been so much news. And some of it's unsettled Wall Street. Market volatility is never comfortable for investors. So what are you making of what's going on in the first quarter of 2025?
Yeah, the first quarter of 2025, Tom, was the worst first quarter in 5 years, and really the worst quarter for the market since 2022. Stocks are just down big this first quarter and shed more than $5 trillion in value since the accelerated sell-off started mid-February and just continued into March. And it's the worst that we've seen since last autumn prior to the elections. And what we learn from these sell-offs is investors don't like uncertainty. Uncertainty on where inflation, where interest rates are going, on these tariffs, the trade wars, all these things are a kryptonite for the stock market. Kryptonite doesn't help Superman, and it certainly doesn't help the markets. It takes the power away from investors wanting to put capital at work. And that's really what we've seen here in the first quarter. And the economic numbers this year have been mixed, to say the least. In February, inflation seemed like it was heading in the right direction, started easing, but now we're starting to see a little more lingering effects. Egg prices, food prices, energy, things still kind of not really going where they should be down. And we're seeing more kind of stagflation, you know, where it really kind of lingers and doesn't go in the right direction. And job creation, too, slowed in January, highlighting some of the challenges that we're facing here as a nation, and consumers starting to feel it as well and starting to tighten up the pocketbook and the checkbooks. And that those things are always concerning. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell also has, you know, really not given much indication. They're expecting a couple of rate cuts this year, but they've been on hold here, just waiting to see what some of the Trump policies will do with inflation and the economy. But for businesses, there's a lot of uncertainty trying to figure out and plan for 2025 and beyond. And as these business owners hesitate, there's nagging concerns about our GDP growth here in the United States. And again, that translates to concern, uncertainty for investors as well as for the economy. And that, you know, you're hearing that R word again, right? Recession. You're seeing it all across the newswire, across TV, radio, print. And that could lead to lower rates as the Fed sees the economy slowing down. This environment can be good for mortgage shoppers, right? As rates go down, it'll help mortgage shoppers. Also will help those who are looking to purchase things on credit. But consumer confidence has been back and forth, and that's really what we need. We need consumers' confidence spending money because, as we've talked about on this show, about two-thirds of our economy here in the United States is driven by the consumer. And what I always like to tell people in these types of times, don't panic. Don't let fear get the best of you. You can't let emotions dictate our decisions. We want to bring it back and have a biblical foundation. That's why we do this show, Tom, is really to put it back in God's hands, right? At the end of the day, it's all God's money. We're his stewards. We want to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. And that's what we're trying to do, is give people good advice and get that spirit of fear out of them and know that these ups and downs are a normal part of investing.
Right. It's probably not a great time for do-it-yourself investing. Oh, I'll figure it out as I go. You know, I mean, your special training is pretty important. And you touched on something about fear. Why do financial hardships or market downturns often trigger fear? And how can we shift our mindset from fear to faith during times like this?
Well, financial hardships, Tom, often trigger fear because they create that uncertainty about our ability to meet our basic needs, fulfill the responsibilities that we have, family obligations, maintain security for ourselves and our families. And fear arises when we feel out of control. And that's what a lot of people feel when the economy and the markets are uncertainty. And the world teaches us to rely on money for security. But if you read our money, it says, in God we trust, not in money we trust, right? Where our treasure lies, our heart lies also. And we're called to place our trust in God, who is our ultimate provider. And to shift from fear to faith, it requires, like you said, a mind shift change. And it really is focusing not on scarcity. We must remind ourselves of God's promises. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus from Philippians. And faith is not ignoring the financial challenges, but really facing them with confidence that God is truly in control, working all things for our good, like from Romans. So how can our listeners take some practical steps? The first is pray and seek wisdom. Ask God for guidance in stewarding your finances wisely. I love one of my favorite verses is James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. That's a huge thing. Ask for God's wisdom. Secondly, you can take some practical steps, and this is one where our listeners can take some action. Create a plan, budget well, and seek counsel from wise financial mentors. Proverbs 15:22, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. That's why we offer our listeners a free consultation. They can go to faithandretirement.com, and we can sit down and give some second opinions, provide some guidance and wisdom, some biblical advice to help our listeners head in the right direction. And then lastly, I would say they can continue giving generously. Even in hardship, giving reminds us that God is our provider. Luke 6:38, given it will be given to you. These are just three easy steps. They sound easy. I know they're more difficult than in actually practicing them, but really we just got to give our focus right back to God and not have that spirit of fear, but really a spirit of faith and know that he's in control and he will provide. And if our listeners are struggling with changes in the economy or markets, don't hesitate to take us up on that free offer at faithandretirement.com.
You know, I'm old enough to remember how God has provided for us in the earliest days of our marriage. I'm that guy who probably didn't handle finances quite as well as you. Young news director, we were putting our daughter's diapers on a credit card for a while, because that's what we did. And we had a roll of quarters. This roll has to last till Friday. This is for our laundry at the laundromat. So my heart goes out to people who've come through those things, and God has proved himself faithful even when I've fallen short. I mentioned a couple of offers I wanted to make sure our listeners know about. You can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. It's unapologetically Christian in its approach. And you can get your free download at the website. And the website is faithandretirement.com. And the second offer I want to make sure our listeners know about is that you can have your investments screened and cleaned with no charge and no obligation. Jay's phone number is 800-270-7310. So talking about biblical principles, Jay, what principles can guide Christians in making wise financial decisions, even when the economy or the stock market is so shaky?
Yeah, the first thing I always say is, you know, you got to trust in God, not wealth. And Proverbs 3 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and not lean on our own understanding. And I've talked a lot about it. You know, if you don't have a financial advisor, Find a Christian one who shares your faith and values. You want to be equally yoked with your financial advisor, so they're giving you biblical wisdom, not just worldly wisdom, biblical wisdom. We don't want to be driven by fear. We want to be driven by a solid strategy and have our faith at the center of it. And that's what we do, Faith and Best Services, each and every month to come up with strategy, make sure we're navigating these challenging up and down markets. And the other thing is you want to be diligent and plan wisely. That's why we have these monthly investment committee meetings. We want to look at what's going on in the economy, what opportunities, what threats, what strengths and weaknesses do we see? And that really allows us as a team to help our clients to really feel more at ease when the markets are going up and down. Because look at throughout history, the market will have these spits where they'll go down, 10, 15%. It happens usually every one to two years, like clockwork. You'll get these corrections. Bear markets, where the market goes down at least 20%, they're a lot more rare. They don't happen quite as frequently. So you don't want to have fear-driven decisions. And really, financial advisors, fiduciaries like myself, that's really my job, is kind of part coach, right? helping the client just understand, deal with their emotions, and not make rash decisions that can have a detrimental impact on their future. And that's really the value we can add at Faith Investor Services.
Jay Peroni is our special guest. He's the regular host of this program, Faith in Retirement. And if you're getting close to retirement, if you see that date approaching, or someone you love is in that situation, make sure they listen to the second half of the program, because we're going to dive deep into those issues and get some wise counsel from Jay after the break. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Invest wisely. And Jay, I'm going to ask you about, what is the most important thing people should be thinking about as they move toward retirement. We'll take a break and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
Don't forget to give Jay a call at 800-270-7310 and say, hey, we need to have a quick chat about our family finances. Be sure to leave your name and number if there's no live phone answer. It doesn't cost you anything to ask your questions, and there's lots of great resources out there from Jay. There are a lot of listeners who are close to retirement, and with the stock market moving backwards like it has in 2025, Jay, are there any strategies for these folks to protect their hard-earned savings?
Yeah, absolutely, Tom. If you're nearing retirement and worried about outliving your savings, one of the things that we do is we have a three-part strategy for our investors, our clients. And really, one of it is going to be Social Security. That's going to be a source of income, and that usually will be there for life. Then you also create private pensions for our listeners and clients. And these often will have annuities. And these annuities can protect from the ups and downs of the market. And they provide a lot of the upside of the market without the downside risk. So a lot of investors who are risk averse, they want the upside but not the downside. A lot of these annuities can provide some protection for those investors. And they come in different forms. Not all annuities are good. There's a lot of bad ones out there. So you need a professional that's going to help you sort through it, a fiduciary that can go through your options, look at different, the bells and whistles, the different features and benefits. And there really are three different types of annuities, Tom. There are fixed annuities, which offer a guaranteed return and fixed payments, very similar to a CD. They may have a 3 or 5 year term and may pay a little bit higher than a bank would. They're going to be issued by an insurance company. Then you also have fixed indexed annuities. These participate, like I said, in the upside of the market. Some of them may have some guarantees like 7 or 8% income base per year that it's growing. And then there are variable annuities, which, a lot of times are very similar to stock market. They'll go up and go down. So if investors are really looking for stability and safety, I can help them navigate, look at some annuity choices, look at some guarantees, some ways that they can get ahead of inflation and taxes potentially and not have the ups and downs of the market. And that's really what's important. You go to faithandretirement.com, set up that free review. If you have an annuity, want yours reviewed, or considering annuity, you can get a professional, biblically based opinion on should you move forward with an annuity.
And don't forget that all of the investments that Jay is involved in are clean investments in the sense that they're not going to be supporting things that Christians find objectionable, like abortion and any other kind of thing that is problematic, does not build into our culture. Jay, do you have any real-life testimonies from listeners recently who've trusted God during financial crises? Talk about that.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I get people, you know, people that are in great financial shape and people that go through a lot of hardships. Sarah from Florida comes to mind when you talk about hardships. A few years ago, she was laid off from her job. Her family was struggling financially. She was overwhelmed. The bills were just piling up and she had no clear way forward. And I prayed with her and I said, you really can't give in to fear, Sarah. You got to really just put your trust in God. Keep seeking Him, praying daily, asking God for guidance and provision. And even when it seemed like the odds were stacked against her, she chose to remain faithful. She kept adding to her retirement account with what little savings she had and kept giving to God. And out of the blue, she got a phone call for a new job opportunity. It ended up being this amazing opportunity where she was actually making almost double what she had been making before she lost her job. And she knew that this was God's faithfulness at work. There was a divine appointment that happened where she connected with a person and they didn't even know she was looking for a job and was out of work. And it's just amazing how God can answer prayers in ways that we never expect. So I always encourage our listeners, if they're in a financial struggle today or you don't have full confidence in your current financial strategies, take heart. Just like Sarah, you can trust God. He sees your situation. He's ready to provide. I encourage you to pray. Hold on to your faith. Look for opportunities to partner with Him. Don't give up. His faithfulness will never fail. So if you're struggling, need a second opinion, reach out to us today. We're here to pray and support you on your journey of faith. My assistant, Patsy, she prays with all our prospects and clients. She's amazing. So you really just have to deal with Faith Investor Services. We're here for you, and we can help you navigate these challenging times in a God-honoring fashion.
That's excellent. God cares about how we handle our finances. Proverbs 14:11 says, "The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will flourish." Jay, so far the markets have been in a correction. We've talked about that. What if the market completely crashes? I mean, how does your team help navigate a major market drawdown?
Yeah, Tom, a correction is usually a 10 to 15% drop. And these tend to happen, as I mentioned earlier in the show, usually every 1 to 2 years. And whereas a crash is less frequently, that's going to be a drop of at least 20% or more. And these crashes usually happen every 7 to 10 years or longer. It doesn't mean they have to like clockwork, but that's typically, they're going to be a lot more rare. And right now, the markets are very shaky with inflation creeping back in and things looking uncertain. The Federal Reserve's worried about stagflation, where you have slow growth and rising prices. And the Fed has kept rates unchanged so far in 2025, but we're expecting at least a cut or two by the year's end. So investor sentiment right now is very low. We see 59% of retail investors are expecting the market to drop in the next 6 months. We're seeing signs of a potential downturn, but the truth is no one really knows how bad it could get. And history shows the average investors lose more during market crashes. So you want to have a professional. You don't want to be going it alone. And the last kind of crash or downturn we had was 2022. The S&P dropped 18% and the average investor lost 44%, more than double. Whoa. That's a significant blow to your retirement. And it's crucial to be prepared. So at Faith Investor Services, we really have a number of things that we help our clients with. First, diversification. The second thing is understanding risk tolerance. We want to make sure you've got a solid plan with stocks, bonds, real estate, maybe some cryptocurrencies, maybe some other assets, commodities and gold and silver. Make sure you have an emergency fund so you don't have to sell stocks at the wrong time. Stop loss or have some tactical asset management. We can play offense when the markets are good and then defense when the markets aren't doing so well. And that really helps us. We can use some hedging strategies, add more to gold and silver, miners, things of that nature that can zig while the markets are zagging. And we encourage our listeners and our clients to stay calm and avoid panic selling, because a lot of times these markets will flush out, people are ready to sell, and the markets rebound, and they're sitting in cash and they miss out on the rebound. So again, we want to have a solid strategy, and those defensive assets like gold, silver, bonds can also help. And that's what we do at Faith Investor Services, is really educate our clients, look for buying opportunities when we see these major drawdowns, and have a solid plan. That's the name of the game. Have a solid plan and be prepared, so when the markets are going the wrong direction, you've got someone there that's helping you navigate the challenging times.
When you need help, give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. This isn't very fair. I've only got about 60 seconds, Jay, but what encouragement would you give to someone who's lost their job or who's about to retire?
Well, first of all, it's completely understandable to feel uncertain during these times, these, you know, uncertain times. But again, you don't want to go this journey alone. You want to have a professional. You want to get a retirement analyzer. That's what we do at Faith Investor Services. We can look at your assets, your liabilities, your income, expenses. Look at all of that and map out a roadmap to help you navigate these challenging times. So if you've lost your job, maybe you have an old 401k or savings or all of these other things that we can look at and create that roadmap for you so you can feel more secure knowing you've at least got a plan for these challenging times.
This is your place for biblically responsible investing, and we are seeking to help you build investment strategies that can reflect biblical principles. And don't forget to go to the website, download your free book. It's faithandretirement.com, faithandretirement.com, and give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. No charge or obligation to do that. Jay, thank you, my friend, for the wisdom this week, as always.
Thank you.
Tell a friend about this outreach ministry, Faith and Retirement, and we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free ebook from Jay. Visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Many times, people are shocked when they get a closer look at what's hiding in their investment portfolio. Hi, I'm Jay Peroni, host of Faith and Retirement here on Family Talk. As Christians, you and I should know the condition of our flocks, and whether the companies we're investing in are using our money to fund the abortion and pornography industries, or even sex trafficking. So I'm offering to screen your investments today absolutely free to see if you're investing in a way that lines up with your faith and values. Your investments really can honor God without sacrificing performance and returns. Learn more about us online at faithandretirement.com and screen your investments today. That's faithandretirement.com.
Don't miss Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, CFP and Senior Portfolio Manager of Faith Investor Services. Saturday afternoons at 1:30 Eastern, Sunday afternoons at 3, sponsored by Faith Investor Services.